Hello everyone! My name is Rebecca and welcome to Studio Classroom. And of course, this is the place you come when you want to improve your English. Right now, I'm thinking about pizza. Oh, yummy. I love to eat pizza. Do you? Well, if so, today's lesson is just for you. Today's lesson is called National Pizza Month. That's interesting. I didn't know that there was an entire month dedicated to pizza. Pizza must be very, very important. Well, we are going to be talking about pizza today, but specifically, we are going to be talking about the history of pizza. Sounds like it's going to be a very historical lesson. Well, friends, I hope you like to eat pizza, or at least talk about pizza. Let's go!
National Pizza Month. Find out why this delicious food is loved all over the world. Do you like pizza? If so, this is your month. In 1984, an Indiana pizzeria owner established October as National Pizza Month in the United States. So how did pizza become one of America's favorite foods? The history of pizza. Records show that ancient Greeks and Romans cooked flat, round bread with various toppings. But Italian cooks perfected the dish by adding one key ingredient, tomatoes. Pizza's popularity grew during the 1830s, and pizzerias began popping up around the region.
Hi, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点我们看 establish 这个动词。Establish 是指建立或创立，例如 the school was established back in 1850. 这所学校早在1850年就创立了。或者是 that country's ambassador is trying to establish a stronger relationship with our country. 那个国家的大使尝试要与我国建立更坚固的关系。它的名词是字尾加上 ment 变成 establishment. 例如 the establishment of the museum is due to the effort of a renowned family. 这个美术馆的建立是归功于这个望族的努力。接下来我们看 topping 这个名词。topping 原本是达到顶端 top 这个动词的现代分词。当名词是指菜肴或糕点上的装饰食材或者是淋在上面的酱料。例如 the non-dairy topping on the cake is very tasty. 这个蛋糕上不含乳制品的鲜奶油非常好吃。或者是 you can choose four toppings for your pizza. 你的披萨可以选四种配料。
Rebecca, all this talk about pizza makes me really want to have some pizza right now. Rebecca, let's make some pizza.
Well, Gabe, we can't make pizza right now. We're going to make pizza later. Maybe, possibly.
Oh, yeah.
But Gabe, we can talk about pizza. Friends, do you know what month it is? That's right. It's National Pizza Month, an entire month dedicated to pizza.
Oh, that looks so delicious.
Gabe, what are you doing? Stand up.
Well, it's pizza.
Oh, yes. The pizza looks so yummy.
Yeah.
But Gabe, like I said, we need to keep talking about pizza, and then maybe we'll make pizza later.
Okay, that's a really good idea. All right, friends, we read here, find out why this delicious food is loved all over the world. And yes, it is really loved worldwide.
So starting with our lesson, we see a question. Do you like pizza? We already know that Gabe likes pizza, and I like pizza.But what about you? If so, this is your month. Why? Well, because this is National Pizza Month.
National Pizza Month. There's an entire month dedicated to this delicious food. In 1984, an Indiana pizzeria owner established October as National Pizza Month in the United States. That's one of the best decisions the United States has ever made,
wow.
Having a National Pizza Month.
Wow, Gabe. Well, here's another great question. So how did pizza become one of America's favorite foods? We're going to talk about the history of pizza right now. Records show that ancient Greeks and Romans cooked flat, round bread with various toppings. Various.
Mm-hmm.
Gabe, isn't there a related word to various?
Yes, I believe our viewers can see it on the screen here. Variety. Okay, so various is an adjective, and variety is a noun. And you would also say variety of. A variety of something could also mean various something. There are a variety of toppings. There are various toppings.
Exactly. Or you could say, there really isn't a lot of variety at this restaurant. Only pizza. Let's go someplace else.
Wait, hold on a second. Pizza is delicious. But yes, if you say there's not a lot of variety at this restaurant, that means there are not many kinds of food. Maybe there's only one or two kinds of food. Not a lot of variety.
Mm-hmm.
That makes me think of some shows, like talent shows. Lots of different people come together and they perform different kinds of talents. You might call that a variety show. There are many different talents represented.
Gabe, that is such a great example.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I have one more example. I love to go shopping, and there's this one store back in the States called Ross.
Mm-hmm.
Ross, dress for less.
Yeah.
You know, Ross actually has quite a variety of clothing, so I like to shop there.
It has a variety of clothing. Maybe you know some people who are very talented and they can play a variety of instruments. Like Bruno Mars, he can play the keyboard, guitar, drums. He's a really good singer. He has a variety of talents.
That's right. Anyway, we're talking about pizza right now.
Mm-hmm.
And we just learned that the Greeks and Romans are the ones who first introduced the idea of pizza. However, our lesson says, it's the Italian cooks who perfected the dish by adding one key ingredient, and of course that is tomatoes.
Mm-hmm. But I really like that phrase that you said, Rebecca, to perfect something. That means you're making it perfect. Of course nothing is perfect. Some of these tomatoes might be rotten soon, but some of them might be perfect,
mm-hmm.
or really good anyway. But if you're going to use this word as a verb, that means you're trying to make it as good as possible.
Right. So you could say, for example, after a lot of practice, Samuel finally perfected his golfing techniques. So maybe he wasn't that good when he first started, but with a lot of practice, he made his golfing techniques much better. He improved.
I tried to perfect a British accent during a play in university. I didn't have a perfect British accent, but I guess I got kind of close trying to perfect that accent. Well, friends, this sentence says the word cook, Italian cook. Stephen Ken would like to share something about this in the Info Cloud.
Hi, friends. What do you call a person who knows how to cook? And please don't say cooker, unless that person has an electrical cord plugged into him.
Very funny, Steve. But you're right. I hear many students say their mothers are good cookers. No, if your mother can make lots of delicious dishes, your mother is a good cook.
That's right. Cook is both a verb and a noun. The verb refers to the act of making food. And the noun refers to the person who makes the food.
Steve, what about someone who cooks very slowly? Can I call that person a slow cooker?
You're even funnier than I am, Ken. No, a slow cooker is a cooking appliance, also known as a crock pot.
Good. I'm glad we got that cleared up. Now, there's another word that describes someone who can cook, and that is a chef. So the obvious question now is, How is a chef different from a cook?
Good. Anyone who prepares food is a cook, but a chef is a professional cook who is in charge of a kitchen. We sometimes hear about a celebrity chef, and that's no ordinary cook.
Also, you might ask, why is this word pronounced chef and not chef? Well, that's because the word chef came from the French language, hence the pronunciation chef. In French, chef means chief, so a chef is literally the chief of the kitchen.
Right. So if you think you're a good cook, work hard, and maybe one day you'll become the chef at a nice restaurant.
一个厨师千万不要称他为 cooker, 因为 cooker 是一个电锅，那是一个 appliance, 电器用品。厨师叫做 cook, 比如说 who's the cook of this delicious meal? 谁是这一餐美食的厨师？除了 cook, 还有 chef, C-H-E-F, 读作 chef, 这个字原本来自法文，表示 chief, 就是一个长官、领袖。所以一个 chef,在厨房里的领袖指的就是一个大厨、主厨。这就是今天的 InfoCloud, 我们下次云端见。
Thanks, guys. So I use a slow cooker almost every week, so I could consider myself a cook, right?
Yes, Rebecca. I believe Rebecca is a very good cook. Maybe she can teach me how to cook pizza.Well, friends, pizza's popularity grew during the 1830s, and pizzerias began popping up around the region. And we have more to learn right after this.
Hello, friends. Welcome to our cooking show. We are going to make pizza. See, Gabe, I told you. Are you ready?
Yes, I am, Rebecca. Teach me, what should we put on first?
Well, first, we need the pizza crust.
Okay, good.
Dun-dun-dun-dun.
Got that.
Then,
ready.
We need some tomatoes. Remember, the Italians perfected the pizza by putting tomatoes on the pizza.
Okay, so good. We got tomatoes. I say we put on some sausage as well.
Yeah, let's just put it on whole.
Okay.
No need to cut it.
There we go.
And some people like peppers. Spicy pizza? Let's add some peppers.
You know, some people like fruit on their pizza, like star fruit and kiwi. Yeah.
And maybe some eggs. Eggs are pretty popular.
Oh!
Get your protein. Yes.
I like dinosaurs. Arr! Let's put some dinosaur meat on this pizza.
Sure, why not? And I love ice cream.
Yeah.
Let's add some ice cream. Okay. Gabe, we need to stick it in the oven.
All right, well, let's stick it in the oven, friends.
Let's do that.
You enjoy the next part of our reading. We'll see you soon for some delicious pizza.
Okay, let's do it. Ready?
National Pizza Month. When Italians moved to other countries, they took their pizza recipes along.The delicious food began gaining popularity in the U.S. after soldiers returned from World War II. While fighting in Italy, many had discovered the famous food. When they returned home, they took with them a taste for the delightful dish. Today, 94% of Americans eat pizza at least once a month. They consume 100 acres of pizza per day.Which equals 350 slices per second.
OK, 继续我们看 recipe 这个名词。Recipe 在这里是指食谱。例如 if you follow the recipe, you'll be able to cook authentic Italian risotto.如果你按照这个食谱就可以烹饪出道地的意大利炖饭。Recipe 也可以指原因或秘诀。例如 the recipe for a happy parent-child relationship is to make reasonable boundaries. 快乐的亲子关系的秘诀就是设立合理的界限。最后我们看的是 delightful 这个形容词。Delightful 是指令人愉快的或者是令人开心的。例如 the little girl is cute, charming and absolutely delightful. 这个小女孩既可爱迷人又百分之百的讨喜。或者是 the delightful music instantly changed my mood. 这个令人愉悦的音乐令我的情绪瞬间改变了。它的名词是去掉字尾的 ful, 变成 delight, 意思是指高兴或快乐，是不可数名词或者是都用单数型。例如 the baby is the delight of this couple. 这个宝宝是这对夫妻生命中的喜悦。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Oh, I'm so excited about eating this delicious pizza.
Gabe, it's not ready yet.
Oh.
Let me take a look. No, it still needs a few more moments.
Okay, I guess I need to be patient. Good things come to those who wait, right?
That's right. I have an idea. Uh-huh. Let's continue reading our lesson, and then the pizza will be ready.
Okay.
So we read, when Italians moved to other countries, they took their pizza recipes along. Hey, Gabe.
Huh?
That's a fun phrase, to take something along.
Oh, everything's fun today, Rebecca.
That's right, because we're talking about pizza. Well, when we talk about this phrase, to take something along, that just means you bring something with you.
That's right. You could say I'm taking it with me,
mm-hmm.
or you could add the word along. Take something along. For example, you could say people as well. I took my sister along to the party with me, and she got to know a lot of my friends.
Hey, Gabe.Do you know what time it is?
It's twin time!
That's right. Earlier in our lesson, we saw the word popping up. Pizzerias began popping up around the region.
Uh-huh.
Well, now it's time for us to take a closer look at this phrase with the twins. Oh, you do that.
Let's take a closer look at the pizza.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to A Closer Look Twin Time. I'm your teacher, Christina.
And I'm your teacher, Serena.
Today, we are going to take a closer look at the phrasal verb pop up, which means to appear or happen suddenly. Let's take a look at our sentence for today. Pizza's popularity grew during the 1830s, and pizzerias began popping up around the region.All of a sudden, pizzerias were becoming popular in different countries. They started popping up everywhere.
That reminds me, when I first moved to South Korea 8 years ago, there were no bubble tea cafes. And just 3 years ago, bubble tea cafes started popping up all over Korea. I was very happy about that. All right, now it's time to look at an example sentence.The new actress started popping up on all the television stations. Because of the new actress's popularity, she was appearing everywhere on television. Okay, let's take a look at another example sentence. The words memory full popped up on my cell phone screen. Have those words ever popped up on your phone? Actually, the other day, I went to the zoo And as I was taking pictures, the words memory full popped up on my screen, and I couldn't take any more pictures.
Oh, that's too bad. Well, friends, that's all the time we have for today. We'll see you next time.
The dinosaurs and ice cream on my pizza. Thank you, ladies, so much. Well, we continue on reading aboutWorld War II. Interesting. Listen to this. The delicious food began gaining popularity in the U.S. after soldiers returned from World War II. So that's when it all began to change.
Mm-hmm. Because while fighting in Italy, many had discovered the famous food. When they returned home, they took with them a taste for the delightful dish.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and I like that phrase, a taste for. This just means thatYou have a taste or you really enjoy something.
That's right. You have a taste for something. For example, some people, maybe they don't have a taste for something, but then they can develop a taste for it. For example, I didn't used to like cilantro. I know I've mentioned that before. 香菜. I used to hate it. But now I have developed a taste for it.
Hmm.
I can enjoy it in some dishes. Rebecca didn't used to like 臭豆腐, but now she has a taste for 臭豆腐.
Well, I'm not sure I have quite acquired a taste for 臭豆腐quite yet, but I do have a taste for lasagna. When I was a kid, I did not like lasagna, but then I've acquired a taste for lasagna, and it's so delicious looking. Do you know what else I have a taste for, Gabe?
What do you have a taste for?
I love Mexican food.
Oh, Mexican
food. Tacos, enchiladas,
Nachos.
I have a taste for nachos.
Yes. The cheesier, the better, with lots of meat on top. Oh, yes. Hey, speaking of meat, I'm thinking about my dinosaur. Rebecca, do you know what I have a taste for?
What's that?
Dinosaur and ice cream flavored pizza.
Oh, okay.
I think it's ready.
Oh, Gabe, it's ready. It's ready. It's hot, but it's ready.
Look. Bring it out.
Look at our pizza. Oh, it looks so delicious.
Look at this delightful dish.
I think I'm going to try some.
Wow. What do you think, Rebecca? How does the dinosaur meat taste?
Gabe, it's so good.
That dinosaur mixed with ice cream? Wow. That is really good on pizza. It's my favorite new kind of topping.
Yeah, and the egg. I love the egg.
Oh, man. This is really delicious, friends. Well, our lesson does continue. We should probably take a look at the last sentence. Today, 94% of Americans eat pizza at least once a month.
Wow.
That's a lot of people that love pizza every month.
And they consume 100 acres of pizza per day, which equals 350 slices per second.
But Rebecca,
what's that?
I bet they've never tasted dinosaur and ice cream pizza, which is delicious. Friends, it's time for us to review with the editor's summary. Well, we enjoy this pizza.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to National Pizza Month. An Indiana pizzeria owner established October as National Pizza Month back in the U.S. in 1984. But pizza actually started in the days of the ancient Greeks and Romans, when they cooked flat bread round with various toppings. But it really wasn't until the Italians added tomatoes that the dish was perfected. And it grew in popularity in the 1830s. And then when Italians moved to other countries, they took pizza and the recipes with them. U.S. soldiers fighting in Italy during World War II discovered the dish, and they took the delightful food back home with them to the U.S. after the war. 94% of Americans eat pizza once a month now. It comes to about 350 pieces per second that are eaten.
Thanks, Linda. You know, Gabe, I could see why the Italians added tomatoes to pizza. It definitely is the winning ingredient.
And I'm so glad we added dinosaur and ice cream. Friends, we have more to learn about pizza and how it has become an international treat next time right here at Studio Classroom.
Studio Classroom.